take the type of sport out of it. We show a lot of rugby. And on the TV screens, okay, inside, when Ireland were playing, they played the national anthems of England, Ireland and Ireland's Call with no issues in the bars. So, you know, it does happen. It does happen. And you know, it needs to be controlled and managed. And that's where, if there is an outdoor event at a fan zone, that's where the event planners have to look at their risk management, their security, etc., etc. And maybe it becomes a no alcohol zone.
Chances of that are pretty slim, aren't they? No alcohol zone for a fan zone.
Well, you know, it might be needs be. You know, if they want to have their fan zone and have a safe environment. So, because ultimately, remember, a lot of people do drink alcohol responsibly, and it's the minority that don't and cause the grief.
And it's the minority. Really, it's absolutely the minority that I'm referring to, Michael. And I do agree with you. The pubs have proven year in, year out, they can host sporting events. Would you have concerns about it being at Belfast City Hall?
I would. Do you know, it's a bit like yourself. I haven't thought about it yet. It would probably take a little bit more thought, but the vision would be, it would be great to have it, because, you know, there are what, six games there to be played from Northern Ireland and the Republic, and it would just be great if it could happen and it could be marshalled and controlled in the right way.
Absolutely. It would be fantastic. Thanks. Thank you, Michael. Ross has a point. Morning, Ross.
Good morning, Frank. Are you well?
I'm very well, Ross.
You were talking there about a while ago about a guy being turned away from a pub for having a bald head.
Yes.
Well, I don't have bald head, with ginger hair, but...
Well, that's another reason for being turned away, because people are saying that gingers do get turned away.
I know, well, I've never been turned away for that there, but it's the way I talk. I was born with meningitis. I talk this way, and I've been turned away so many times from pubs because I sound drunk.
That must be soul-destroying, Ross, because the moment you spoke to me, I realised that you had some sort of a speech difficulty. It crossed my mind for, like, 1 second, and then you totally forget about it. Why would people be judging you on your speech or your style of speech?
I don't know, but I woke up, and the minute they say to me, "Hello, I'm going in here, hello." They say, the minute you have one bouncer saying you can't get in because you're drunk, I go, "I'm not." And the minute you say no, you're confronted with two bouncers then. And they're sort of shoving you in the street. You know, gently, of course, using your body to push you into the street. But it is very soul-destroying. I haven't been in Belfast in the pub now in about 15 years.
Is there a possibility, Ross, and I'm not suggesting you do this because you may feel that you shouldn't have to do it, but there are people who carry a little card that explains a medical difficulty or a particular issue that they have that isn't evident to those who they may encounter in a normal run of the day. Would you be prepared to carry a little card and just to go up to the bouncers, excuse me, show the card to them and then gain admission without any difficulty, dispute or debate? Personally, I don't think you should have to, but would it be maybe a consideration that you might like to give some thought to?
I had one of those. At the old days, it was a blue card, I call. I had one of them in the old days when I first started driving. I was stopped by the police, and now they've done a good job. Anybody who drinks and drives should get what they deserve. And I blew into so many bags for the police. My record was 4 bags before they realised I wasn't drunk. I did have a blue card, but now I've just thrown away. I wouldn't carry it.
You just have too much pride, Ross, and understandably so.
Too much pride, yes. And also, I'm ginger hair. I'm stubborn as well.
Well, I feel sorry for you with the ginger hair. There's nothing I can do to help that. Oh, well, I don't feel sorry for you on that one. But Ross, there's a very serious message in what you're saying. You're being disadvantaged by people jumping to a conclusion.
Yeah, it's not right. All my mates would go in, and then we'd come in, and we'd actually, I'd ruin my mates' night. They would actually go in to, "Hey, Ross isn't getting in. Would all go," and I'd ruin their night as well. I would feel awful for ruining their night as well.
What about, Ross, you know, because I hate the idea if you're not being in the pubs and not being able to go out with your mates, can you not just arrive in and don't speak at the door, just arrive and smile?
To me, that's being ignorant. You like to walk past and go, how are you? Hello, how are you? And to me, if you walk in somewhere and don't say a word, to me, that'd be ignorant.
Yeah, you want to be yourself.
Yes. Although I don't go to any pub in Belfast, I go line dancing up a lot, and I've never, ever been turned away from any line dance place in my life.
Line dancing? I love line dancing.
I go line dancing, and I go every weekend to line dancing, different clubs and pubs everywhere. I've never been turned away, so...
Well,
you know.
Ross, I'm slightly been flippant because I love country jiving. I love to see people, couples who jive. But you know that line dancing where you're all... But Ross, you know that there's a line of people one after the other,
yes,
all doing the same thing and the elbows going out and the hat being lifted and the heels going up. To me, do you know...
It's a bit like the slush.
Was it Ian Paisley that said once it should be banned? And I actually wouldn't have always agreed with him, but sometimes...
Well, Frank, if that's where I'm line dancing, sweet to hell.
But you thoroughly enjoy it.
I do indeed. Well, I've got the hat and the guns and the boots and everything.
You have the whole gear?
I have the whole gear.
I tell you what, take that down the next time you want to get into a pub in Belfast.
Right,
throw
right,
the hat back, pull out
the
six-shooters. Ross, I really appreciate you explaining a very, very important and serious point in such a jolly way to us. I appreciate you coming on the show, fella.
No worries, Frank. No worries.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All the best. Bye.
Bye-bye. Line dancing, probably the worst thing of all would be someone line dancing with ginger hair. Now, let me say good morning to Jerry, who's actually on this line. I think we've got this system up and going again. It's our own Jerry. Jerry, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very good, because we're talking there about line dancing, and of all people to phone us, I'm surprised that line dancing even crosses your radar.
No, I was in Florida on holiday about 2 weeks ago, and I got taken to this club, and it was called Cowboys. And in this place, they were playing country music, they were playing new dance music, they were playing 60s Motown, over 1,000 people in it. Most of the people were in their 20s and 30s. I felt quite old being there. But every single song that they danced to, they line danced to it.
So you got a whole series of people across the room and rows and lines the whole way down, all doing the same thing?
Yeah, if there was 1,000 people in the place, there was on an average of 300 or 400 of them on the dance floor at any one time. And they line danced to every single song. And it didn't matter whether it was 60s Motown, country or new music, they line danced the whole time, every song.
It must have been quite a spectacle, but there's something about line dancing that I think is very impersonal. You don't communicate with you don't even look in the person in the eye. You don't communicate with your partner. It irritates me when someone starts line dancing if you're at a country and western event where I believe people should be jiving.
Ah, but they're all enjoying it. They're all enjoying it so much, and it's nearly like competitive, you know, being competitive, because they're all trying to make sure that they do the dance right. They've got different dances for different songs. So it was phenomenal. I hadn't actually ever seen anything like it. And I didn't think it was so impersonal, because they were all sort of like together. They were all mates. They were all having fun. And it was just like a bit of a game, really, in a way.
Now, how do you line dance to like Upside Down from Diana Ross?
Well, they know all the dances. Frank, you just have to, it's a bit of practice.
You know, 6 months from now, they'll be doing it in the Odyssey or wherever, and they'll be able to say, well, Jerry Lang talked about it months ago on the radio.
It was just an unusual sight to see so many, and so many young people as well, and different genres of music, but just line dancing to everything.
Well, thumbs up from you, Jerry. Jerry, thank you for that great description of a visit to Florida.